This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. top diplomat Antony Blinken departed Israel on Sunday as he continues a tour of the region amid spiraling tensions over Israel's war with Hamas. Video footage showed Blinken arriving on the tarmac in Tel Aviv and boarding a plane. He made an unannounced visit to the occupied West Bank on Sunday to meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Blinken told Abbas that the Palestinian Authority should play a central role in what comes next in the Gaza Strip. This, according to a senior State Department official in an interview with Reuters. Blinken is expected to visit Turkey on Monday. The Ministry of Health in Gaza says at least 9,770 Palestinians, including 4,800 children, have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on the Gaza Strip since October 7th. The Ministry of Health is part of the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip, and Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Sobbing relatives of victims from Nepal's worst earthquake in 8 years cremated their loved ones on Sunday as rescuers looked for people who could still be trapped in the rubble of collapsed buildings. Surrounding about 10 bodies shrouded in white cloth in a tent, relatives prepared garlands of marigolds for the Hindu cremation rites held on the banks of the Berry River. German police negotiators Sunday tried to convince a father armed with a weapon and perhaps explosives to free his 4-year-old daughter he's keeping hostage at the Hamburg airport. He barricaded himself and the child in a car. The airport remains closed. This is VOA News. Nearly two-thirds of the Japanese people polled in a recent survey are not impressed with the government's new economic stimulus measures as support for Prime Minister Fumio Kishida slipped to its lowest yet. The telephone survey found 62.5% of the respondents did not highly rate the 17 trillion yen package announced Thursday of tax cuts and other measures. A ban on poppy cultivation is putting a strain on the Afghan economy. Here's VOA's Alexis Strope.
A report from the UN Drugs Agency says Afghan farmers lost more than $1 billion of cash income from opium sales after the Taliban banned poppy cultivation. Afghanistan was the world's biggest opium producer and a major source of heroin in Europe and Asia when the Taliban seized power in August 2021. They pledged to wipe out the country's drug industry and opposed a formal ban in April 2022. The report from the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime published Sunday said opium cultivation crashed by 95% because of the ban. Afghans are dealing with drought, severe economic hardship, and the continued consequences of decades of war and natural disasters. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
One of India's most iconic landmarks, the Taj Mahal, was veiled in a thick blanket of smog on Sunday as toxic seasonal pollution covered parts of northern India. Tourists who had come to see the monument were surprised at how bad the situation was. Prince William is visiting the world's largest indoor waterfall upon arriving in Singapore for his first trip to the Asian city-state in more than 10 years. The Prince of Wales is visiting from November 5th through the 8th for the third annual Earthshot Prize Award ceremony, which aims to reward innovative efforts to combat climate change.
I think the Earthshot Prize is a great initiative. You know, we need to look after the planet. We need to ensure that our future generations are going to have a planet to live in. So good luck to him, because I think it'll be a great success.
That is Dominic Jones. He's an aircraft engineer and president of the Welsh Society in Singapore. William is heir to his father, King Charles III of the United Kingdom. The Earthshot Prize was founded by the Prince in 2020 and awards for innovation in science that leads to a reduction in climate change. There's more news on our website 24 hours a day. It's voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.